Jaden Foster homework, Maury Foster students again.
That kind of guilt where I like feel like I should be doing other things.
No.
I could wake up at 12 and spend the rest of the day in bed reading, and I will not even once be like, God damn, there's probably other things I should have done today. Nope.
I don't do them, but I'm like, man, the dishes need to be done. Man, I need to fold all the laundry that's on my couch for ages and ages and ages.
When are you gonna make it so that your kids do their own laundry?
I don't know.
That's been life-changing.
Yeah. Well, the issue is we really need to purge our clothes.
You have a lot?
Like, we need to get down to 5 outfits and that's it.
Yeah, good luck.
Because Payne's got a full closet full.
I think Lily clothes. Robs people when she walks home.
She probably freaking goes through the Lost and Found. Have you seen the Lost and Found?
The Lost and Found has 2T booty shirts.
What?
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, I don't
because
know.
I've like, swear she's like walking into people's houses and going into their fucking like little baby bassinet rooms and stealing their shorts. Every time I turn around, her booty's hanging out. And I'm like, go get all your shorts and bring them to me. And she'll come with a pile, and I will remove them from the zip code. Literally, get rid of them. And the next day, she comes out in purple fuzzy ones and her ass cheeks hanging out. And I'm like, where'd you get those? Oh, I've had these. Okay, so when I told you to bring all of the shorts that you owned, where were those? Oh, I forgot I had them. Okay, go get all the shorts that you own. And she'll come back with another pile. And I think that we're done. I removed them from the zip code. Nope, not done. I swear to God, this has happened at least 27 times since she's moved in.
Where's she hoarding all of her clothes?
Good question. Where is she getting them? And so I asked her the other day, like, are you robbing people on the way home? Like, do you beat them up and say, take off your shorts and give them to me? Like,
in the middle of the winter?
Yeah, it's winter now. Who's wearing these? These are their underwear. Are you saying, do you have shorts under there? Give them to me. Like, where are these coming from? I don't know where she's getting them. She's a crafty one.
All of my kids have appropriately sized clothing. We just got a ton of it. She's got, her whole closet is filled with dirty clothes that I need to wash. Have not. Maurice's whole closet's filled. My whole closet's filled. And then our whole couch is filled with clean clothes.
Do they get into the habit where they have like 3 yes. outfits yeah. and 700 clothes, but yeah. they don't wear any of them? Like, yes. I have nothing to wear, and literally their closets are overfilling.
Yeah.
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 Well, mine too, and I don't understand.
Unfortunately for my kids, it's because I haven't washed the clothes that are in their closet. So Peyton's still on the same stuff that she wore like 3 weeks ago. But I ask them, I tell them every Sunday, bring me clothes that you want to wear for the week. They bring me one sock. One sock. A tank top and shorts. It is winter.
Yeah, I get, maybe that's why I don't feel the mom guilt, because they all do their own laundry. If they don't have something clean that they need, literally they have nobody to blame but yeah. themselves. And on top of that, they switch off every other day who does the dishes, and it's glorious. It's been life-changing.
Yeah, Peyton does the dishes, and Maurice feeds the dogs, and then we had tried to start the laundry thing, and Peyton was fine, and then, I don't know, normally it's because the washing machine is always filled with something, and so it's not like they get us. I guess I could do, like, a specific day for them.
Yeah, that's how they are. Trin has hers on Monday, and then Jay's Tuesday, Lily's Wednesday. And then we just do ours when we can, and then Trin does all the towels on Thursday.
Who does Addie's clothes?
Trin. Oh. Trin does hers and Addie's.
Hi, Trin.
I know, she's hilarious. She just puts them together on Monday, and she does them, and...
Oh. See?
It's been life-altering, honestly.
We really just need to purge. Like, yeah. I have no hangers. Do you want to know how many hangers I've bought? Like, 800. Our closet pole was so weighed down, it the broke Boeing. The other day. No, it broke.
Really?
Off the wall.
Wow.
So, I mean...
Yeah.
And half the shit I don't even wear.
Purge and then get very... like, detailed about it and make a little schedule and do all of that.
Nope, you lost me at schedule. I can Maria Kondo it or whatever her name is. It's not Kondo.
No, I have no idea. I don't know who you're talking about.
Oh, it's on Netflix. She does, you're, like, supposed to grab something. And if it doesn't spark joy, you get rid of it.
I have four kids that don't spark joy.
You grab them, and if they're not sparking joy, throw them away.
My girls are
with those shorts.
Also learning the importance of folding clothes. Because they come out looking like they've been playing Twister since 1962. Like, their clothes are fucking, like, you can't wear that. But it's clean.
You'll look like a ragamuffin.
It looks like a fitted sheet. Like, just tossed
in. I did see one thing on TikTok, though. This mom, she does the laundry, but she does not fold it.
My sister makes her girls fold their own laundry.
Her kids don't fold it either. She just puts it in their drawer. And then if it's wrinkled, they put it in the dryer before they go.
Just sounds like a lot of effort.
No, not really.
The dryer's always full.
Yeah, but you need a little bit of clothes in the dryer to be able to de-wrinkle it.
That's the other thing that they're learning, that you cannot wash 769 articles at the same time because you're going to blow the motor.
To be fair, I have to learn that too.
Do you do colors and darks and whites? And...
No.
No, me either.
I used to before I had kids.
Yeah, I don't.
And then I was like...
No. I never had a white shirt that turned a different color. Not once, not ever.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Me neither. Mm-mm. The only thing I separate is towels. I wash all the towels together.
Yeah, I don't wash towels with anything else. And blankets, obviously. But, no.
Joey's very good at doing laundry, too. He does pretty much... He does our laundry.
So what do you do?
Read. Oh. Ow. And I dictate.
Oh! Well, somebody's got to be the dictator.
I'm a great dictator.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I do very good at it. That's the kids.
They're like... Mm-hmm.
They love me.
Oh my gosh, it's been so long.
It has.
Welcome to the CarCast Moms, guys.
That's Tashina Galvin.
This is Stephanie Pellegrini.
And we are... Here.
Here. Tashina has strep.
Yes, she does.
And we're still here, but I was told that I'm not contagious unless I make out with you, so I think we're good.
Abort mission on that.
Yeah, you can't kiss me today. It is November 2nd.
It is.
We pretty much skipped all of October, did not do a Halloween podcast.
We tried.
In our defense, we did try.
It was pretty busy. And at my work, we had PT Awareness Month. And so we had something every week, and it was always on Wednesday. And then the rest of the week, you were busy. And then I was sick, and it was just not... And now Tashina's sick, but she's taken one for the team and festival.
And I don't feel bad.
It's
just my throat hurts.
That's weird.
Ugh.
Are you, like, tired?
I'm tired.
I can't figure out what is going on with my life. I thought it was the magnesium that I was taking because I've been sleeping like a rock. And
you just have narcolepsy? Or
I guess. Every morning I wake up and I'm like a zombie and I cannot, like, I don't want to do anything. I have zero desire to work out.
Is it because it's cold, though?
I don't know. Because this is like the third week now.
It's been getting cold.
Yeah, and I'm like, I don't want to get out of bed. And I've never had a hard time getting up and doing my workout. In fact, I used to get up and read and then do my workout. And I don't even want to read. I don't even want to read at night.
Oh, my God.
I just, I read a page and I'm like, bed.
That's how I've been. I've actually been reading at night. But I get about 4 pages in and then...
Narcolepsy hits.
And then I gotta reread the paragraph 37 times and I'm finally like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, I've been trying to just toughen out and keep reading, but when I'm in a paragraph and I have no idea what I just read, and I'm like, and I keep having to bring myself back to reality. I'm like, this is probably not worth it. Just put the book down.
Yeah. So. Have you ever had it where the book lands on your face hole and then it startles you?
No, but I've dropped my phone on my face.
Oh, man, Matt is a TikToking son of a bitch at night, and he'll be scrolling, but then he'll fall asleep.
Do it.
And then his fucking phone has hit him so many times in the face. And then one time, this was like a couple months ago, it hit him in the face once, and then he woke up, obviously, and then he started scrolling again. Hit him in the face twice. Woke up, started scrolling again. Hit him in the face the third time. And I was like, do you think maybe it's time to go to bed and not look at your phone? And he's like, oh, I wasn't even sleeping. Oh, it just fucking fell out of your hand for no reason.
Why can't people just say that they were sleeping when they're sleeping? Joey could snore for 20 minutes and I'm finally like, it's time to go to bed. You're snoring and I can't hear the TV. And he's like, I wasn't even asleep.
Obviously okay. You were.
So what happened on the TV? And he can't even tell me. I'm like, yeah, you were sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't understand why I can't admit it.
Right.
Like, what is the deal?
Yeah, why is it such a big deal?
Nobody gives a shit. Well, I kind of do. Sometimes if you fall asleep, I just want attention. But I never understood that, how people can fall asleep in the process of doing... Like, there's never been a time where I just, like, don't know I'm going to fall asleep and I pass out. Like, if I'm on my phone and I'm tired, I put my phone down and I go to bed. If I'm reading, I put my book down and I go to bed. I'll look over at Joey and he's, like, asleep with his hand, like... cradling his foot, like he falls asleep staring at his phone. I don't understand it. And then he twists his hair and he'll fall asleep doing that and his hand will be up in the air. Like, how do you do it? I don't fucking understand it.
You've never fallen asleep reading a book?
No. I fucking know that it's time to go to bed. And I put the thing in. I've fallen asleep listening to Audible, but that's different because it's in your ear. And you're not holding anything.
And you're not looking with your eyes.
And it was like a conscious decision to put it in my ears to fall asleep too. You know
I was staring at my computer today at work and then I was like... But then somebody came in my office and I was like, I wasn't sleeping.
Yeah, there's times when we're driving. We are driving, I'm sitting, and I'll look over and his eyes are shut. And I'm like, how fucking long have you been asleep?
I've never fallen asleep driving.
I'm just resting my eyes. There's no such thing as resting your eyes while you're the driver. Like, you are the pilot. You do not rest your eyes. There's no resting.
Joey!
All the time. Fucking all the
time. Why do you let him drive?
It's like a man thing, and he feels...
Well, listen, if your man is falling asleep, it's not a man thing no more.
Right? And so then Sorry. He gets so mad at me, because I'm always like, how you feeling? Are you tired? You look tired. Why are you yawning? And I'll just, like,
Well, yeah, because you don't want to fucking die in a car crash.
And I can tell you right now, I will never, ever in my life feel comfortable enough to take a nap while he's driving. I watch him like a hawk. If you flick him on the forehead. Like, you look tired.
Have you ever thought about what you're going to do when he falls asleep? How are you going to fix that situation?
This brings up such a good topic. I'm there. Hail Mary. I don't know. Like, fucking
pray. Like, are you going to... Like, with the steering That's wheel? Dangerous. Are you going to sit in his lap and press the brake?
Fucking do a head dive underneath with my hands.
Yeah, and then he'll probably get all excited and wake up with your head in his lap. And be like, what's going on?
Oh, my God. I have this thing lately, and I don't know exactly what it is, except, like, some extreme kind of anxiety where I straight, like... I picture the worst things that could possibly happen, and I cannot get it out of my head.
This is nothing new.
No, it's bad now. Like, okay, let me just explain something.
Left
at my work, there's a little...
First of all, how can something go wrong at physical therapy?
Liz, I'll tell you. There's this machine at my work. It's called the shuttle. You sit on it. It's like doing a leg press. You put your legs on the board, and then there's these bungee things, and each of them are 20... Stop it. Each of them are 25 pounds, and you could go, like, up as high as you want. Anyways, the bottom of it is, like, right here, and then there's a counter right here, and we always, like, lean on the counter, hold it up, you know, because we're really busy. And so these people are, like, pushing themselves up, and you can see the bungee getting super long.
Right.
I've been there for 2 years almost, and all of a sudden, now, I cannot fucking stand between that and... the counter. I cannot do it. I literally have tried to force myself and I cannot because I just picture those bungees snapping and fucking slingshot literally decapitating me, like taking my fucking head out.
Workers can't do comp.
It. I can't do it. Like, I cannot do it. I even had like the internal battle like, Stephanie, you've been here for 2 years and nothing's happened. You are fine. Just keep standing here. But then I'm like, well.
Do you check the bungees each time?
Listen, that's 2 years of wear and tear. Like, that's 2 years of people pushing themselves up on that. That's 2 years of those bungees, like, getting pushed to the... Oh, you better fucking move. Like,
yeah.
And then, it's Haley's fault because she read a sign to me that says that we should oil the bungees regularly.
Yeah.
We've never. I don't even think they ever have been.
Well, it's just like with the workout things.
Yeah.
The bands. Every time you start a Beachbody workout program with bands, they're like, make sure your bands don't have rips or tears. Mm-hmm.
And I've never had one snap. Have you ever seen the videos of those things snapping on people? They're
hilarious. Are they hilarious? I'm going to look at those.
Especially like the actual, not the bands that we use, but the, you know, the ones that have handles on them and you like step on them and they're like a bungee kind of? Oh my God, I've seen so many videos. In fact, I used to work out with a lady who had hers in a door and it came out and went right into her forehead and she got a concussion from it.
Oh my God, yeah. I've seen the ones where they're like, they have the pull-up bar on the... I've never understood that.
Why?
It just doesn't, like on the frame of the door, it just doesn't seem secure to me. Why you would put it there?
Well, it's supposed to be. Because, like, the way that the door frame is, and then they're like, slanted at the top. So,
right.
Like, they all hold each other in. But it's a lie because John used to have one, and he moved it from both bathroom doors to our bedroom door and broke every single one of our door frames.
I can't imagine that it's... I mean, it just doesn't even seem... But I've seen videos of people going up on those and just...
John knew.
John knew?
Speak of the devil. Yeah, he broke all of them. Can you do a pull-up?
I've not tried in a very long time.
They even have a thing that you could put your foot in that's supposed to help you out.
Yeah, it's like a bungee, too. That, like...
I'm too heavy for the bungee, apparently, because that thing does not help me in the slightest. I just hang there, like, with my foot in a noose.
Well, there's another fear unlocked. I've never actually tried to do a pull-up. I can't imagine that I would be able to do it... just like willy-nilly, like maybe with the band, but
I don't think I was born with upper body strength. I have none, zero.
I don't either, to be honest.
Like,
I'm really
all.
Working on it.
I don't have any.
My arms are jello. I can't tell if it's the strep that's making me really tired or if it's the dumbbells I've been using.
How heavy are you lifting?
Not very heavy. I did a gorilla row today.
What's that?
It's pretty much where you're kind of like in a squat position and then you bring it up like this and then you bring it down and then you alternate. Anyway, it's supposed to be a back exercise. My fucking quads were killing me. I got to like 10 and I was like, God damn, I had to like rub out my legs. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even helping my back at all. What is happening? Anyway, what's been new with you in your life since we've seen each other? When was the last time we even had a podcast? 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, like 3 weeks.
In 3 weeks, it's going to be Thanksgiving. Oh, I'm so fucking excited.
Me too. I really had a lot of plans for this October, November, and December to get my shit together so I didn't go into the new year two-ton tilly.
Don't talk about yourself that way.
I'm really feeling it, though. Oh, my God. Mercury must be in the air fryer or something.
Mercury's not even around right now.
I don't know what's happening. I can't wake up. I can't work out. I don't give two shits about nothing.
Maybe you're depressed.
I don't feel depressed. I feel...
That's the first sign of depression.
I feel nothing. I feel nothing.
Well, I'm pretty sure that's a sign of depression.
Including joy. I have no feelings.
Yeah, I'm fairly certain that's fucking depression. Anything.
And then I'm like, okay, get your shit together. We're going to eat healthy. I make it to like Thursday. Then I'm like, fuck it all.
You know what I've decided? Never again in my whole entire life if I'm going to eat healthy. I'm not doing it. I will work out. I'll ride my bike. I'll lift weights. But I'm not fucking eating healthy. I'm not doing it.
But I think that's why I'm depressed. Because the thing for me, if I do not eat healthy, it does not matter how much I fucking work out. Like, my body gets bigger.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
I had this lady tell me one time.
She's a smart dude. I really like her.
That we are mature women now.
We've had babies.
And we can't be the same size we were in high school. And you just need, ever since that woman told me that, I'm like, you know what?
Okay, but, like, I just want to sit down and be able to feel my toes. Because I don't want to buy bigger pants.
I'm all, what can you feel
because
your toes.
My pants are too tight.
Oh, strangulation.
And my toes go, they're strangulated.
Oh.
Fucking can't feel them. I want to be able to sit down and not have to surgically remove the button out of my jeans from my belly button. Like, you know, I just want to be comfortable.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I put on a pair of jeans the other day, and they fit amazing.
That's great. Cool for you.
3 days later,
they didn't fit.
I put the same fucking pants on, and I look like a busted can of biscuits. And I'm like, it's been 3 days. Nothing has changed. What is going on?
Oh, there's so many things that could be.
I was so pissed because I really wanted to wear those.
And like, yeah.
And they're button up all the way, you know, from your crotch hole to the frickin' your belly button hole.
How do you do that?
What do you mean? You fucking button them. It's not hard.
And then
hard.
What if you were like in a dire situation where you gotta pee so bad?
And they go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like
but...
those exercise pants that the boys used to wear for basketball?
Yes!
And they'd like run
ones?
Around and then.
Yeah.
That was the coolest trick ever.
Yeah. But because I've done that, because I can't hold my bladder very long, and I have done the. One of the buttonholes has now expanded. And that button likes to be a free willy all the time. And then it looks like my pants are undone.
Yeah.
All the time. It's very rude.
I freshly washed jeans. I hate them.
They are kind of rude.
But yeah.
Also.
They don't fit.
Worse than freshly washed jeans are freshly washed jeans that have not been dried. That you let like hang out to dry. And they're fucking like. Stiff as hell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's what happened with my jeans that day. I had left them out because there was too much stuff in the dryer, and I left them out to dry, and they were like fucking cardboard.
Yeah. Jeans in general are just assholes, but oh, nothing can chap my cheeks more than Joey washing a pair of jeans that I wasn't planning on washing right away.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta
get like 3 or 4
yes.
more uses out of them things.
Yes, and by the third one, you're like, oh, these fit perfect. And then the fourth time, you're like, ooh, I have a saggy butt.
And it's smelling. Like, what's that smell?
Oh,
it
God.
It could be my jeans.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. Dude.
Don't be wearing your jeans 4 times if you're smelling.
3 is a charm.
Why is YES calling me at such a night? It's 6:30. It's black outside because it's dark now.
Isn't that bullshit?
I
hate this time of year. I do think I have seasonal depression. Now that you say that.
I saw a thing on TikTok the other day that was like, if you have depression all year round, you can't have a seasonal depression. So just have it all year round and you won't have seasonal. I think the time changes this weekend.
I know.
Which it really fucking bums me out. I hate leaving my office
when it's dark.
Yeah.
But the thing that, the kids are getting older and smarter so they can actually tell time.
Are we doing smarter?
I don't know if that's the word I want to use.
Okay.
But let's just say they can now tell time. And so I can't play the whole it's bedtime trick.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They're like, Mom, it's 5:15. And I'm like, no, it's not.
Well, first of all, I play that trick with myself. It's dark outside. It's time to go to bed. As soon as I can see no light anymore, I'm like, what's that called? The
narcolepsy.
No.
Thank God Serta doesn't make steering wheels.
The witching hour. What's it called when old people get tired?
Dementia.
That's when they get forgetful.
They get.
It's like the witching hour or something like that. And they, like, people in old folks' homes, they turn crazy at a certain hour.
There's a name for it and I can't think of it.
I can't either.
Old folks' homes at night are the creepiest places to fucking be. Let me tell
you. Old folks' homes during the day are the creepiest.
No.
Especially this one down here. It creeps me out. All those souls in there.
Which one?
Mason Valley Residence.
Oh, right there.
Yep.
Okay, so when I worked at the care home, at night, I was the only worker. The shifts were just one person because there's only 7 residents. And I was cooking one time, which I don't know. We cooked every night. For the night shift, they cooked the meals for the next day so that they were ready for day shift. Anyways, and the way that it was, there was, like, where the kitchen was, the hallway was on the other side, and then, like, on the kitchen wall was the light switch, and all of a sudden the fucking lights just went off, and I looked up, and there was, like... And I love old people, so don't get me wrong, but old people's complexion, they look like ghosts. Like, they're white. They're whiter than...
Yeah, they're white. A little pale.
And her hand was just on the other side of the wall, where, and her little white sleeve of her nightgown, and I was like, oh my God! Like, went around the corner, like, I'm a genie, you turn the light off on me! It doesn't need to be on! So like, oh, and she was constant, like, it's just a creepy. It's a creepy place to be at night. Night shift at a care home is no fun.
Yeah, no, I can't even imagine. Like, the paintings in that place drive me nuts.
And it stinks
in
there.
And it smells, and it's just not... No.
I loved my place. It didn't smell. It was so good. I wanted to, like, keep it open. It was such
over
a good
by
place.
My house? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That place creeps me out. And then Matthew's grandma was put in the dementia wing. So you have to, like, walk down the hallway, which is creepy in itself, right? But then it's, like, the door is locked.
Yeah, it's
so they can't get out.
Yeah, they're stuck in there.
So then you go through the locked door, and then they lock it behind you, mm-hmm. and you're like, motherfucker, they're going to kill me in here.
I used to volunteer in there when I was young, uh-huh. like Jaden's age. I would go there, and I would call out being, I fucking love old people, like I always have. And I went there and asked if I could help. And so they let me call Bingo, and then...
Bingo!
Yeah, so I called out Bingo, it was like every Wednesday, and then I helped in the Alzheimer unit, and one time there was this lady, I cannot remember her name, but she was the very last door in the Alzheimer's unit, is like the laundry room, and it goes way back, and we caught this lady in there with her fucking dress up over her head, and she... They're the funniest people. I just love them. And she was taking all of the dryer sheets and shoving them in her hosiery. Her tights were so thick. She had so many of them in there. I don't have any idea why. But, oh my God, it was hilarious.
Oh.
And then, I could tell old people stories my whole life, but there was, at this place over here that mm-hmm. I worked at, there was this lady, she was sitting at the table and I was getting dinner ready, and she was like, oh, come here, you cute little tyke. Hi, hi, like just waving, and I was like, who the fuck is she talking to? Like, I was starting to freak out, like, because they're close to heaven, you know? They are. They can see, I am convinced they can see things we cannot, okay? They're almost there. They're like 1 foot in, one you know what I mean?
If I look this way.
Yeah, so I'm like, holy shit, there's a ghost at the table. And I looked over, and it was a box of diapers.
And there was like a little baby
face on it. And she was just like, oh, you're a cute little tyke. What's your name? Like, talking to
aww,
it.
Aww. That's cute. So, wasn't talking to the other realm.
No, well, that's thank good. God.
Well, that's good. Speaking of ghosties, I was watching something the other day. And this lady... And I kind of feel gypped about this. This is what I feel gypped
about. God damn, spit it out. She just had a screenshot.
I fucking Katy Perry'd for a second.
Yeah. Touch your temple. I'm back.
So she was saying that she had a, was it a dream? No, she kept, in her mind, this name kept popping into her head multiple times. So she finally Googled it and then realized it was her in a past life. And
what the fuck? And how do you just realize
it's... I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know. I didn't really watch. I mean, obviously, I watched it, have watched it, but she kept having this name pop into her head. So she Googled it, found out she had been murdered, and that was like her in a past life, ended up solving her murder, whatever, of who murdered her. My thing is, the closest that I've ever felt, like, spiritually to, like, a past life is, like, deja vu. I used to have deja vu all the time. I haven't had deja vu since I was in high school. So, in my mind, I feel like at some point I must have died. And then, like, I came back, and that's why I kept having deja vu. Well, now I'm in this life, and this is how fucking long I've
got. So you believe in reincarnation?
I don't know. But I kind of feel gypped, because then I was reading the comments of this chick saying that, and then some lady said that she had deja vu up until she was 7. And so she believes that she died when she was 7. And she goes, now I'm 28. This is the longest I've ever lived, and it's awful. But I was like, I don't know. I don't ever feel like, well, like some people's fears of like getting into a car accident or drowning or something like that is because of...
I've died a lot of awful deaths and like sinkholes. I'm terrified. So I must have fell in one. I'm terrified of heights. Maybe that is a sinkhole. Maybe I fell way far down. But I'm afraid of airplanes. Maybe a sinkhole opened up and an airplane flew in. Maybe. I don't know. But there's a lot of things that I have always actually wondered about that. Like, how do kids have fears if they've never like been around right. long enough to have that fear?
Right.
But they have fears.
Yeah, I don't know. But I just feel kind of gypped because this lady like solved her own murder.
And you don't even
know. And I don't even know who the hell I was before. Have I been this person for a very long time?
That's why I don't understand. Because, you know, people who can Google other people and figure things out blow my fucking mind. Because every single time I want to figure something out and I go to Google, I can't find shit.
Really?
Yeah, if it's like a person or like an arrest record that I'm like really into, everything goes to the same, like, pay this much dollars.
Oh, yeah. For,
I can't find shit on anybody ever. How do people research people?
I don't know.
Spend the money to have the background checks?
I guess. Or there's, like, public records and stuff.
Where?
I don't know. I don't know where.
You go to the library, like, in all those scary movies and ask
yeah,
for...
Yeah, or, like, in Now like, and Then.
Big books that you put on yeah. the table and...
I think so. I think that's how you have to do it. You have to go to the library. Same. Can I get our arrest record from 2022?
Speaking of murder, I have a question for you about our book.
Okay.
So we are reading for our book club one of the books that's for this month, right? You read it early?
Right.
Okay. It's called What Happened to the Bennetts?
No. This book was for November. We have to pick books for...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's for November. We're only in the second day. So you listened to it early. Got it?
Did we? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I listened to it early because I finished the other books.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Sorry. Excuse us.
Anyway, so this book is about a family who's driving home after a game and they're like going through somewhere. Anyways, what happens? They like... Some shit happens, guys. And they, like, get almost carjacked, basically. Like, the car in front of them pulls over, blocks the road.
So there's a big pickup behind them, and he's like, it's a family of four, son, daughter, mom, dad, and their dog. And there's a car behind them that has their brights on, and they're, like, revving their engine, going back, going forth. Like, so the son is, like, telling the dad, hey, you need to speed up. Like,
and the dad's like, no.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. He can go around me, but he's not going around him. Eventually, there's like a turn in the road, and the truck pulls up right next to him and like runs him into the guardrail. And then they end up like pulling up right in front of the car.
Yeah, like
the,
blocking.
Yeah,
them
the so they can't jackers leave. Get out.
And, yeah, so they come out to the car. They get the family out. It's almost like they're going to steal the car. But then they have a dog, and the dog jumps. And when the dog jumps, one of the attackers shoots their daughter. Mm-hmm. Was she 15? 13, 15? Somewhere 15. Around there.
I think she was 15.
Anyways, so then it come to find out, like, those people were, like, high up in this... Anyways...
Crime organization.
Yeah. And so they want these guys to go to witness protection because of the way it went down. They think that these guys are going to be targeted. So my question for you is, if your daughter just got murdered, would you go into witness protection without, like, you're leaving everything behind. You don't have any friends. You don't have any family. Nobody knows about your kid. You're leaving every single thing that your kid owned, their house, their bedroom, like, every memory you have left of your kid. And you're just gonna, like, they're gonna die, and within 24 hours, you're gonna leave? Would you do that?
I don't know.
I do not think I could. That whole time I was reading that book, I was like, there is no way in hell I could leave my house after that.
Well, and that book, like, sheds light on, like, the witness protection program, too, right? Like, you can't talk to your friends, you can't get on social media, you can't log into anything.
Like, ever again.
Like, ever again. You can't contact your family, like, your immediate family that was with you is fine, but you can't talk to your grandma, you can't talk to your mom, you can't talk to your aunt,
yeah, like,
you can't
talk
to your uncle.
Yeah, like, you're up and gone.
Like, you're disintegrated, practically.
And so in the process of this, all of their friends, and her mom was in a care home, mm-hmm. like, and she had Alzheimer's.
Yes.
Right? Yes, she only recognized the daughter. And they're just, like, they have no idea what happened to the family. They didn't even know that the daughter was murdered. Like,
right.
I don't know. I did not, like, that book was hard for me to read because all I could think about was not being able to leave my house.
They weren't allowed to go to the daughter's funeral.
Yeah.
Because they were afraid the people that had carjacked them, that crime organization was going to come after them at the funeral.
It was like a fake funeral. It was like staged. Like, the FBI agents made a funeral.
Right. And then, like, their businesses, they both were business owners. Both of their businesses got
vandalized. Caught on fire.
Yeah. And then their house got caught on fire. And it's just like, and so then they were like asking, like, well, because the one guy had employees, like, are they going to get reimbursements? Like, how are we going to get our insurance for our house? Like, how are we going to get our money back? And they're like, it's not in the budget. It's not in the budget. What the fuck you mean it's not in the budget?
I just feel like if something happened to one of my girls, I would want to just, like, get all of their belongings and just cuddle up with them for, like, 7 months in their bed.
So, okay, but the issue is, so you've lost one of your children. They're gone. But you have three other children that are now in danger.
Yeah, I get that, but that...
So you're going to stay for memories when you have three kids that are alive that need to be cared for?
Oh my God, I guess try and take as much as I possibly could of theirs. Like,
yeah, I mean...
That's so sad to me. Like, that's like a whole other trauma on top of it. Not only did you lose your daughter, but you lose their entire existence.
Yeah.
Like, completely.
Yeah.
And you don't even have the shoulder of all of your, like, closest friends and family to, like, mourn with.
And then there's, like, speculation going around that you murdered your family and that's why you're on the run. And
yeah, they, like, somehow were on social media. I forgot because I've read, like, five books since then.
Well, she logged into her, her old assistant's account.
Okay.
They had made an account for her, so she logged into her old assistant's account and was able to see the...
And so she was looking at it, and there's hundreds and hundreds of comments of their family and friends looking for him, and so all they have are...
And then there's the bitchy group that's like, well, he probably killed him, because that's, you know, the first person, and then, you know...
So you lose your family, or you lose your daughter, you lose your house, you lose all your friends, and then, like, every single person that you knew now thinks that you murdered your family as you're sitting there mourning...
With your family,
and mourning the loss of your daughter.
Yeah.
Oh my... That book was kind of hard for me to read.
Was it?
Yeah, cause I'm not a fan of books where kids die. Like, they stress me out, honestly.
What is crazy to me... So Matt and I started watching a show called Tin Star. T-I-N Star. And it was... I believe it was on Netflix. It was either Netflix or Amazon Prime. I can't remember. And... So the beginning of that book and the beginning of Tin Star are very similar.
Really?
There's a child that dies because somebody shoots at them in a car. Like,
is that an old show?
No, I don't think it is.
Because I remember watching a movie so long ago, like as a kid, and they were driving through. It was like the ghetto and there was gunshots. And
no.
She didn't even know. And her kid was like dead in the backseat.
Oh, no. This one, this show starts out as he is a Canadian police, but he's British. He's like the sheriff of this small little town. And there's like a big oil refinery that's trying to come in. And they're trying to not let it in because they don't want, you know, all the stuff and the pollution and all of that. And like, there's obviously things that have happened in his past life that ends up coming out. It's a really good show and it really like gets you.
It's good.
But the first fucking scene, one of his children dies because the person is standing like in the right in front of the driver's seat and the husband goes down because he sees the gun and he like, as soon as they shoot, he like ducks and it shoots the kid in the back.
Oh my God.
And the sister is sitting right there, and, like, all the blood splatters on her face.
That's so awful.
Yeah, but it was just crazy to me because it was almost like... I mean, obviously there's differences, but it was just very similar at the same time when I first started listening to that book, to that 10-star show. I was like, fuck, that's almost the same thing.
I really like that Lisa Scottoline, who wrote the book that we're talking about, all of her books are like lawyer type books. Like, she's a lawyer, and so they have all like the legal jargon. And,
right.
Like, I've always liked her books, but she's branching out. And so she wrote one, I think it was just called Eternal, but it was World War II book, and it was so good. And then I saw this one, and it was another one, like a suspense book, and I was like, oh, I'm going to try it.
Mm.
And she like does really well for somebody who has never really written anything except for those.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty good book. I've enjoyed it so far. The other book that we had for November was The Inheritance Games. Did you not like it?
I'm loving it.
Oh, I thought you didn't like it.
No, I'm loving
it. The lady you were just looking at me, I was like, oh.
No, because I had my mom listen to it, and she listened to it in like a day.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. And I put the second book on my Audible today for her. So she just started that one.
Oh.
And I'm like, you have to not talk to me about it, because I'm like only 100-something pages in. Mm. So you cannot, on the first book.
Yeah. As soon as I finish this one, which I think I have like an hour and a half left, I'm going to start the second one. Because I think there's 4 books in the
Inheritance. I saw 3. I only saw 3, but there might be
maybe 4. Maybe there's another one coming out soon then. I don't know.
They're good books. If you guys are looking for books to listen to or read, both of those.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with our picks this time. I've been having a really hard time with Audible. Like, I mean, we were busy too, so it was really hard for me to like listen to it and try to stay focused on either one.
I try and do one Audible book a month. And so I've been like Googling the best Audible books, and so I just like pick it each month. And I saw that Stephen King had a new book.
Ooh.
And so I put it on there for this month, and it's 25 fucking hours long. And I really enjoyed it, and I feel like I'm super invested because I'm like 12 hours in, so I'm like halfway through. And it just got so fucking weird that I honestly don't know if I can finish it. And I hate that because I'm so I'm halfway through a book. But it's called Fairy Tales, and I should have known anyways because he's so out there. But he's, like, taking care of this old man. The old man winds up dying, and he finds, like, this recorder underneath his bed, and he listens to it. And apparently this old man, who has a dog that he's now taking care of, and the dog is super old and almost dying, and he's telling him, like, there's another world in my backyard. Like, you go out into, like, a cellar type thing.
I'm sorry, excuse me. The dog is telling him that?
No, the recorder.
Oh, okay.
And he's saying, like, there's another world in my backyard. You have to go through the cellar. There's, like, 25,000 steps down, and you're going to get to another universe. And in there is a sundial that you're going to put the dog on, twist it the right direction, and he's going to go back in years. And so he gets to this other world. And have you ever seen that really famous painting? I think it's called Scream. It looks like the Scream mask.
Yeah.
Everything's, like, gray.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the world is. Like, it's like a gray world. There's no sun, and everybody's like that. And they have, like,
sounds
slits.
Like Washington or
they have,
Oregon.
Like, slits for eyeballs, and some of them don't have mouths. And, like, one of them, like, has to eat through a scab on her neck. And, like, just fucking weird shit.
Yikes.
And I'm like, what is happening? I can't.
How do you think Stephen King thinks of all the shit he does? Like, does he just go eat some mushrooms and,
himself? I have a patient that is writing a book, and I was talking to him about book writing and stuff, and he's like, well, Stephen King was my English teacher. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. And he like told me this entire story about how he's like from a small town in California, and his whole family knows Stephen King, and he was a teacher there, a high school teacher. And he like, his first book was Carrie. And he wrote it in a mobile home in the bathroom, like with the TV, like sitting on the toilet with the TV tray. Fucking wrote the whole book and threw it away. And his wife got it out of the trash can and sent it to a publisher in New York City. And like, he's been extremely famous ever since then. And then he even brought the book Cujo in and showed me. And it, like, the names in the book is his last name. Like, and so they're like, he's used their names for like... But I guess he's, like, not really that different of a guy. Like, he's pretty normal, according to this guy. Like, he's a cool guy. But I feel like he'd be the weirdest. Reading his books, you would think he'd be the strangest person that, like,
ever existed. Well, I just want to know how he gets that, like, the eating through a scab.
Right? Yeah, like, he's out there. I would be afraid to, like, if I didn't talk to him. In fact, I've always thought, like, Stephen King is out of his fucking mind. Like, if I saw him on a dark alley, I'd probably run. But he's really not. He's just very imaginative.
I guess.
Did you know that he's played in a lot of movies?
Has he?
I don't know.
I don't know. You guys, this podcast is full of facts. Yeah, I have no idea. I just threw that out there and hope that it sucked.
I do know that he played in Sons of Anarchy multiple times.
Did he?
Yeah, he was.
I thought you were gonna be like, I don't know.
I think it was him.
I'm pretty sure he has the same glasses.
Yeah, I don't even know what Stephen King looks like.
You don't know what he looks like? Nope. He kind of reminds me of a Who.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Yeah. I mean, I saw him in Sons of Anarchy, but he was like the cleanup guy. Like, he was the one, after they murdered all these people, Stephen King was the one that they called to come in and take care of it so that nobody asked questions. That was him. So he was in there multiple times, and in this audible, he's one of the narrators of his
own story. Mm-hmm. Jason said that he's been listening to Harry Potter on Audible, and he said it's so much better than the movies.
Is it?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
That's what he said. I mean, obviously because the books have so much more detail, but he was saying that the Weasleys have so much more. I never actually read the books.
You should. They're...
Never read them.
You should. They are very good.
I have them.
Yeah, I have them all too. Trinity's reading them for the second time right now.
See,
I keep trying to tell the other girls, because I feel like that is a perfect book set for kids who are just getting into reading, because it's so, like, it captures you. Like, it makes you want to keep reading, and then there's so many of them. Like, those books are what made Trinity love to read. But the problem is she likes them so much that she hasn't liked books since then.
Yeah.
So I've bought her all these new books to try, and it's like she doesn't even really give them a chance because it's not Harry Potter.
Yeah, so. It's hard. But yeah, Jason said that the audibles are fantastic. So
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah.
You should read them, though. I feel like they're very good books to read. I've read them three times. But every time you reread them,
there's like something that you missed the first time.
It's like reading them the first time again, because it's been like so many years, and then you have so many different books, and it's like, oh my god,
that's what I feel like every time I watch the movies.
Yeah. And I don't like the movies.
Oh, really? Well, yeah.
I mean, I don't dislike them, but I'm not a movie person. Speaking of movies, have you seen the previews for Fall?
No.
Where those two fucking idiots decide to climb up some tower that's like twice as high as the Eiffel Tower. Mm-mm. And then the ladder just breaks away and they're stuck up there. We watched it this weekend.
Was it like a windmill or something that they were on top of? It was like a solar powered something.
Yeah, no windmill though, but it, like, there was nothing up there except for a light.
Right.
But
yes, I have seen that.
I have never watched a movie that made me feel that fucking uncomfortable. My palms were sweating. Like, my blood pressure was rising. Like, they did a very good job of making you feel like they were way the fuck up there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did they fall?
One.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It was a good movie, though.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. I don't really like movies, honestly, anymore.
Did you go watch that movie Smile?
Yes.
Was it creepy?
We took a bunch of kids to watch it.
Was it creepy?
Yes. Yes. It was good. Huh. It was fun, though, because...
It was better than The Barbarian?
Yes. That fucking movie. But there was so many people in the movie theater, and they were, like, all younger, and so everything that happened, everybody was screaming, so I was, like, kind of laughing. It was
kind of like when we went and watched Titanic, and it was, like, an experience.
Yes. Like, you were in it.
Yes.
But it kind of, the parts that weren't the scariest are the parts that got me the most, and so Joey was cracking. I, like, spilt popcorn all over because I almost jumped out of my seat. Yeah.
But, really?
Because a phone rang.
Oh.
Yeah, it was, like... Like, you know when you get into, like, the like moment were, yeah. and it's, like, the music is getting so suspenseful. And
you know something's going to happen.
But, like, what you think is going to happen is that somebody's going to come out of that dark room that the music and the TV is, like, insinuating because it's, like, getting bigger and bigger. Right. And so you're expecting something to come out. And then all of a sudden a phone rings. And it's like, what the? so many times, and I would jump at the stupid shit like that, and Joey would just laugh.
You keep saying that you're not really into movies, but you guys have been going to the movies every fucking weekend.
Yeah, we
You went to see Hello, Darling, or Yes, so Darling,
They had scary movies for all of October.
Yeah.
So we just decided to go to each one, and The Barbarian was fucking awful, but worth it because we laughed our ass off. Like, anyways, and then The Hello, Darling was actually...
I really wanted to see that
one. It's good. It was good. I think that one and Smile are the best because we also went and watched Halloween Ends.
Is that with Michael Myers still?
Yeah, and it was fucking...
Oh, God.
I'm so tired of Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's done. Anymore. They killed him. They murdered him.
Oh,
what
finally.
Blows my mind about Michael Myers is he's the slowest fucking human on the planet.
I know! And they still can't get away from him.
No. They can't. Like, at all.
Do you remember when we went and watched Chainsaw Massacre? Or we watched it at your house? That one creeped me out.
No, but I remember... Which one did we go watch? The Chinese one.
The Ring? Or not The Ring, the... I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, yeah.
That one scared the bejesus out of me.
What was that? God damn.
It's not The Ring, it's...
And then we went and stayed at that hotel by the UNR, and it was fucking creepy. Do you
yes.
remember that? And my mom was making fun of us the whole time.
Yes.
Holly was with us. My sister had two friends, I think.
That's when
her.
We jumped in the elevator with you and you were real fucking pissed off at us.
Don't jump in an elevator.
I will every time I'm with
John
you.
John did that one time when we were married and I didn't talk to him for a week.
Yeah, you were real mad.
Mikey West did that in San Francisco and the elevator got stuck in between two fucking floors and I was freaking out and they yelled at me because Ashley was with us and at that time she was younger and I was scaring her. And I got so fucking mad. Like, well, hell, I'm scared. Nobody's fucking
Nobody's worried about me?
Nobody's mad at them for scaring me. Like, what the fuck? But I was freaking out. And now Mikey's a pilot, and that's all I can think of anytime I think of him flying. Like, I would never in
Jump
my,
in your plane.
I would never in my life get in his airplane.
Oh.
Because I don't trust him. He'd have that fucking
yes.
thing upside down just to scare me.
Well, probably not in the jet. He wouldn't, but...
Whatever. I don't trust him.
Speaking of elevators, back on the old Eliza Lamb Facebook group, you guys, there's a guy that's living in the Cecil Hotel.
It's called something else now, though, I think.
Yeah. I think they tried to rebrand it. It's never going to be something else.
Yeah.
It's the fucking Cecil Hotel, but they should just run with it. I don't know why we're trying to hide what it was. Everybody knows. So he posted a picture, and it was like, there's blood.
Like a big-ass circle of
like
blood.
Somebody had smacked their head and, like, rolled and, like, paint rolled their head.
Or,
is
like,
what it looked like,
somebody grabbed onto, like, swung a cat or, like, grabbed... right into the wall and
yeah.
it just went splat
it was a good
huge...
like 3x3 area yeah. of blood.
Yes.
So he had posted it and I had saw it that day and then I was in the middle of doing something so I didn't think of anything of it. Well then like a few days later he posted and he had gotten a kit to see if it was blood. It definitely was blood. Then he had posted a video of some dude outside of his house at 4 a.m. bloody, completely covered in blood. Like, well, no, well, there's your suspect, friend. Knocking on his door, trying to get in. Then he had recreated, like, the steps on how to get up. And the way that they were saying was so confusing for her to have to get up there.
It's not.
It was not. That really changed my perspective because...
That entire hotel, I feel like it's the Bermuda Triangle of hotels.
The
like,
Bermuda.
I had a stroke. Like, there's
yeah.
some weird juju vibe
going on around
there. Oh, yeah.
There's definitely some dark spirits in that
I mean, unless I just haven't researched enough to know, like, that there's places that have that many bad things happen. But there has been so many things happen
and
at that fucking hotel.
And he's on the floor that lady committed
Jumped
suicide
out
and then landed on the other guy.
And landed on a man and killed him.
Yeah.
That Paulette or something
yeah.
like that.
He's on the same floor that she was on.
That first year that we did the Halloween podcast and I was trying to find something, like, that's why I picked it, because there was, like, 12, like, huge things, because I don't know what I was researching, but anyway, it came up and I just kept reading it, like, wait, what?
Yeah.
There's like 12 different things in that one hotel. And I was like, this is the story. Like, this is my story. It was so good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy to me that, and still, people are still infatuated with it. The guy showed a picture of like a tour that was touring the area around it. Also, the fact that it's on Skid Row and people are still taking tours when Skid Row is the way that it is right now. Like, you thought it was bad then. It's god-awful now.
And people are still staying there? Like, who? Why would you stay there?
Well, I would assume it's pretty cheap.
Yeah, but...
And they've reinvented it. No. There's nothing on God's green. There's another TikToker, and his like, condo is across the street from it. And he always shows videos of, like, it's every fucking night. The fire department's there. The police department's there. Like, every night there's something going on.
They posted a picture of Ramirez's room. And the lights were on. And so they were saying, Richard Ramirez is home.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then, the Dalai Lama? There was something with her there.
The Dalai Lama's a man.
No,
he
not
He was a
her.
Monk.
Who am I... Who so, am I thinking of?
The Black Dahlia?
Yes. Thank you.
The Dalai Lama. No, he was not there.
That was like the last place she was ever seen alive. Like some crazy fucking shit.
Yeah. You can't tell me all the bad stuff that there's not bad spirits in that place. Sorry.
Yeah, no.
No. I wouldn't even want to go near that
Remember
place.
Remember the lady who was pregnant and like yeeted her baby out the window?
Yes.
Like while her man was sleeping and she gave birth in the bathroom and fucking threw it out the window.
Well, because she was like a prostitute, was she not? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's a bunch of suicides.
Yeah. No, it's just a crazy place and that whole area should be fucking condemned.
It should.
But I read somewhere that Skid Row area, they're paying them to be homeless. This guy, they interviewed this guy. He gets $1,600 a month to be homeless. He can't afford anywhere in California right now. Rent is like $4,000 for a one-bedroom apartment. Like, you can't afford it. He lives better on the street than he would if he had his own apartment.
What's he doing with $600 a month?
$1,600.
That's what I meant.
Well, he uses it to eat and stuff, but it's cheaper for him to live on the streets because they give him money.
Makes sense, but that's crazy.
Than him having to go out and get a job and pay for a one-bedroom apartment that he can't afford. They're keeping them homeless.
Makes sense. I mean, it doesn't make sense why they're doing it, but...
Right. Anyway. Well.
Anyway.
We're going to call this the Book Talk podcast. Because we talked a lot about books.
It's been a long time since we've done a recap of a book.
Yeah.
Speaking of, really quick, if we have enough time, I spent $30 on a chapter.
Oh, yes. How was it?
It's worth it.
Is it?
Do you want to read it or do you want me to explain it to you?
I would like you to explain it to me. Do you have enough time? 3 minutes? Can you
might,
do it?
You might have to stop it and then... But I'll try.
Okay.
So basically, she like... turns fucking crazy like the lady. So you know how that, like, the lady Verity,
yes,
wrote whatever, what
the manuscript,
yeah, and she was like obsessed with her husband,
right.
And it was very sexual,
right.
And like,
yes.
She, the new girl, winds up becoming obsessed with Verity. And so like, she's comparing it, like, obsessively comparing everything in her life with Verity. So, like, how her husband is with her, like, why isn't he, like...
Like that with me.
Yeah, like, weird, weird, weird. And then they had the baby. Remember, she was pregnant at the end. So they had the baby and then, like, weird stuff with the son. Like, to
his
where...
His son?
Yeah.
Him and Verity's son?
Yeah, like... All the baby wouldn't stop crying, and so all of a sudden it's like silent, and he's like 8 or something, and he went and took the baby and just put her outside, shut the door, and like makes weird comments like, well, she's gonna die anyways, like almost insinuating that he's fucking off of his rocker like his mom was.
Oh god.
So then they go to the lake. They're living together, but nobody knows. Like, they moved. Nobody knows that they're
right.
together. Nobody knows they're married. She's still writing the book. She has one more book to write. They go to the lake, and remember the lady that stopped him in the grocery store and made a big scene?
Yes.
She showed up there.
Oh.
So he fucking killed her.
The boy?
The dad.
The dad. Oh.
He, like, tells them to go get to the car, and he's like, look, I have to take care of this because she's going to blow our story, like, up. So he goes and fucking drowns her in the lake and so kills her.
Pretty much the moral of the story is they're all batshit crazy.
Yeah, they're all. Like, now he's murdered two people because he murdered Verity.
Right.
And at first she was like, okay, that, you got to murder. But now it's just like, ooh. Maybe the stuff that Verity was saying is true. Like, maybe this guy is, like,
yeah,
off his rocker.
So he didn't really get it from Verity. He got it from his dad being a crazy.
So, yeah, so the son's crazy, she's obsessed, and he's a murderer. And she's an accomplice.
I really kind of want to read that whole book again.
It's such a good book. You guys, if you want to read a good book, you need to read...
That's creepy as hell.
Verity by Colleen Hoover.
Yes.
Talk about a book that's not in the realm of something that you normally write.
No.
And she killed it. Like, she killed that was a
that
good
woman,
book.
That woman, I don't think, could ever not write a good book.
Yeah.
Well, we're running out of time, guys. Bye!